This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. Bill is in Madison Heights, and he's on 97.1. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey. All right, Bill.
All right. Well, you know, I want to champ the Tigers, and I know that football started now, and everyone's excited about that, and you know, the Tigers are a little in the background now, but I think they've really provided us with a pretty darn entertaining summer of baseball, and I think if Soto hadn't have broke his finger on Friday night, they would have won 3 out of 4 against Tampa, who. Yeah. And Tampa's got everything to still play for. And so I wanted to, you know, kind of go off the football grain a little bit and champ the Tigers because I think they deserve it.
So I talked to an acquaintance of mine who's a season ticket holder, and he said outside of any season like that they went to the playoffs or won the division, he goes, this is the most fun I've had at a Tiger season. Like, he was really, really happy. And – I mean, they're giving you reason to be happy. They're showing so much promise. And, I mean, they still have an outside shot at 500. They'll have to get pretty hot here. But
they're going to go 9-3.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Gator's done the math.
Yeah. It's probably not going to happen. But, you know, just the way they've battled, and they continue to battle, and I wouldn't expect these last 12 games to be any different, even though, you know, he'll, you know, sorry, you guys. I know your guy Hill got injured again. That's a bummer. But
yeah, it's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable.
It actually isn't. It's very believable.
Yeah.
It's just the way he gets hurt. He's running down to first base.
Yeah, and it's too bad. He was really starting to hit better too. And the chump. I have to stay in the same vein. I have to chump the city of Tampa Bay. I don't know Tampa Bay's ownership. I cannot believe that the Rays are still playing in that piece of crap stadium. I for the life of me, they've been a solid team for a long time now, it seems like. And I just don't understand why they can't get the Rays a real baseball stadium.
Well, we had somebody call last week and say they actually liked it more than, because all they heard was bad things. And was the guy, wasn't that the guy, they've been to 26 of 30 stadiums or 24
yeah,
30
he said,
he said
really
that place
it.
That place was surprisingly nice, but in part because maybe his expectations were so low. Yeah, so I mean, hey, good for the Tigers. They deserve a vote. They deserve a little love, for sure.
Hyperextended knee.
Yeah.
Running the first base.
Yep.
Gets hit in the head, too, by the first base.
He's never going to be healthy ever, unfortunately.
I don't think he ever will be.
Not. It's not in the cards for him, man.
The Free Press has a picture of him being wheeled off in a wheelchair. And, you know, I don't want to – just I hate that image because all I think about is, you know, basketball players that suffered, like, shoulder injuries and elbow injuries and were wheelchaired off the field. At least Derek Hill suffered a knee injury. But, good God, man. Again?
Yes, of course again. Of course again. All right, champ and chump, let's get our champ and chump votes, Gator. My champ of the weekend is, speaking of again, of course again, Tom Brady. 5 touchdown passes. 5 more, 276 yards passing. This guy is incredible. You know, we were talking last week, can he play till he's 50? No, I still don't think he can play till he's 50. He's not going to be playing in 2026. But my God, maybe he'll slow down this year. Still can't believe how good he's.
You know, it's funny. I was watching him play, and there were the amazing throws that he can make. That because he knows how to throw guys open. He knows where guys are supposed to be, and he's great. But I'm starting to see also there are some throws that he's not able to make anymore. But he's so damn smart that he's not going to let that be the reason that they're not going to win. It's like, I'm going to try to make, but if my guy's not going to get it, nobody's going to get it. He's just so damn smart with the football. He's amazing.
Your champ.
Mel Tucker. He's got his team believing in his vision and in each other at Michigan State to come away with a very impressive win at Miami. Now they just need to keep up all that momentum and roll it into this weekend's game against Nebraska and just keep going, keep believing in yourself, but take it one game at a time.
Chump nominations. My chump, I'm going officials, but I'm going to a specific game. The officials, the SEC officials at the Penn State-Auburn game. First of all, they messed up the down box, and Penn State was looking at a fourth down when it was really third down. And even James Franklin knew it and complained, but it didn't matter. They had to punt on what was really third down.
I love what you said. Even James Franklin
knew it. Even James Franklin knew it.
Even the clueless James Franklin.
Then later, Penn State faked a punt, snapped it to the up man, who piled into the, ran into the pile, kind of disappeared, and then the whole pile fell well over the first down mark, and they marked him short. And I couldn't believe the spot was awful. So that SEC crew in the Penn State Auburn game, I chump at a weekend.
Huh. It was an SEC crew.
It was an SEC crew.
And it was an SEC team involved?
Yep.
Huh.
Yep.
Look at that. My chump at the Indianapolis Colts. They had the lead over the Rams. They were leading in the fourth quarter 21-17, but they couldn't hang on. They also couldn't cover Cooper Kupp. Broken assignments all over the place. Coverages led to wide open opportunities. Easy shots for Stafford to take advantage. Rams came back to win it 27-24. Hey, Doug, great. Another fourth quarter comeback for Matthew Stafford.
Yeah. There it is, our champ and chump nominations. They continue to flow in. 248-539-9797. This is from Nick in Belleville. My champ is Blake Corum. He may be small in stature, but man, does he run downhill and tough. Reminds me of J.K. Dobbins. Chump, the targeting penalty, the rule needs to be drastically altered. Some of those defenders are put in impossible situations and they get thrown out because of it. What game was it? The Auburn game. It was Auburn-Penn State, right? Where there was the targeting call, where the runner ducked and the defender had already committed and the runner ducked right in. It's so unfair.
It's totally unfair.
And I get what they're
trying to get better with that and allow for more of a wiggle room when it comes to that rule.
Yeah.
And I think they've done a better job with it, but there's still, the consistency isn't there yet among all the officials because there's still plenty of calls and games where you're like, well, that's not the intention, but it's what happened. All right, I guess.
From an unnamed texter, champ Kenneth Walker for being an absolute stud. Of course, the Michigan State running back. Chump, the stupid NFL taunting penalties.
Yeah, I don't like the NFL taunting penalties. Let them taunt all they want. They're big boys. They make big money.
You okay with it in college, but just not the pros?
I don't even care as much. The taunting is like, is it dumb? Yeah, it can be done. It can be. Here's the thing. If it's too much, if it's just too much and excessive, then go ahead and throw a flag. But I guess then you get a blurred line of what's excessive. But just to throw it at the onset, no matter what, I mean, it's an emotional game. You're fired up about stuff. And I don't think that they should be penalized because you're fired up.
Let's see. Champ, Michigan State for getting it done in Miami. Chump, Matthew Stafford for winning again. Start losing like you did here and improve our draft pick. It's from an unnamed texter. Look, we said it during the offseason. If you're going to, we need to understand that the long-term vision of the Lions, we all agreed it was a good trade. The price is an emotional one of listening to all the praise and seeing all the winning. It's going to be taxing this year and maybe next year. But we wanted the draft picks. We're happy with the rebuild. Even the Stafford supporters, this was voted as a very popular trade. But the price is what's happening now. It might be a difficult watch. And, yeah, it'd be nice if he started losing so we can see the draft capital get better.
It would be nice.
Champ the weather, chump all the husbands, dads, boyfriends, fiancés, et cetera, for getting dragged to cider mills on Sunday. That's from Aaron.
I'm guessing he was one of them.
I think it might have been.
Look, you just got to do it at the right time.
Well, Lions are playing Monday night, so if you're a big Lions fan, this was a weekend you could go to the cider mill and not miss the Lions game, right?
Yep. Yeah, well, I mean, obviously we watch football, but how about you go to the cider mill before 1 o'clock? That's easy enough, isn't it? Or before noon on a Saturday. You got this.
They get packed, man.
I know they do.
You could be there for a while.
Speaking as the guy who's been to the cider mill so far this year, I know, I get it. But you've listen, I'm trying to talk to the guys, right? I've done this before.
Okay, did you go by yourself?
I did.
Okay, so you were able to leave when you wanted to?
Yeah, but here's the thing. As you guys are parents, and you know that you guys can rouse the house and try to get things going in a timely fashion if you want to.
No, we can't.
Yes, you can. And you guys, you know, when you were kids, it happened all the time when your parents would come and, let's go, we're going here, we're going here. And they would force you to do it. And then eventually you're like, oh, that was kind of fun. Show some sack and do it.
Doug, let me ask you this. Have you ever sat in the driveway for 30 minutes before?
First of all,
25 minutes ago, your wife said, I'll be on 5 minutes. Because I have many of times.
Yes.
We're never leaving
on
time.
There's not a, yeah, on time is not a real thing.
It's not a thing.
No, it's not a thing.
Doesn't exist.
Yeah. Well, you're different because you got two kids that are like way too young. But Doug's got kids that, and for years his kids have been old enough.
I've got one that cares about being on time. He's on time. The little fella of all
he's the one.
He's the one. He's on time all the time. But not the wife. Not my daughter. The oldest is kind of out of the house. Not kind of out of the house. He is out of the house. He's living in his own world now.
Plus, kids are when
awesome
kids are,
world.
Yeah.
When kids are younger, they don't sleep into like noon. They're up at like 8 o'clock. I was driving yesterday. I left my house at a little after 8 o'clock or 8:30, I guess, and I'm driving through my neighborhood, and I see four kids playing in somebody's front yard. I'm like, wow, that's early, but it's the weekend. Young kids do that. Come on, people.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.